All right. I just wanted that to play a little bit today. Get the full effect. The sound. The music. Get your foot stomping. Get you listening. You're dialed in to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. The Unleashed Radio Hour is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you can learn more about Motivational Transitions at MotivationalTransitions.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a fun show today, but again, I do this at the beginning of every show. I want you to be connected, dialed in, stay connected from now into perpetuity. I like using big words every now and again. They don't always work, but I like when I can use them. So there are a myriad of ways, though. There's another one. Ding, 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 ding. Wait a minute. I have someone that always listens in that says I need a noisemaker, so I brought a whistle today to get some energy going. We're going to have some coaching taking place today, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But if you're not connected to the Unleashed Radio Hour, I need you to do so. Hop out on Facebook if you are on Facebook. Join along with the journey known as the Unleashed Radio Hour and search for Unleashed Radio Hour. Yeah, that's it. If you're out there on the Twitterverse, please feel free to dial in and connect out on the Twitterverse at Ron Unleashed. Again, you can follow along with me at Ron Unleashed. I had a lot to share, so go out and check out that feed this past week from an event that I participated in, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that later, but want to make sure you're connected. And then, of course, the greatest, most dialed-in location to unleash that potential within here on the Unleashed Radio Hour is UnleashedRadioHour.com. Again, that telephone number is unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, I'm going to give a telephone number if you ever want to call in, be a part of our conversation today. Locally here in Houston, that's 713-785-1817. That number again, 713-785-1817, or toll free at 877-881-0271. And lastly, but not least, if you're out on Facebook, let me know you're listening in. I will do shout outs today. I almost said tonight. I'm still trying to... Man, it's getting a little dark out here. It feels like night, right? You know, little storms. I'm tired of the rain. I don't know about you. But let me know you're listening in. We'll get some shout-outs at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press, and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, welcome back. We've got you dialed in here live and direct. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is Business 1110 KTEK on the AM dial, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. And once again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Glad to have you joining us today. We're going to get to our topic and our guest here shortly via phone. We're going to dial in, bring a friend of the show back on the airwaves, as I like to say, because this is a return visit. So I'm an Aggie, so anything that we do twice, it becomes a tradition, and then we'll have that guest rocking and rolling. But before I do, I want to get a real quick shout out. We could not bring this show to you if it was not through the generous support and specifically of one of our partners. You can learn more about our partners. Go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. You know, at this time, I'd like to thank Hilton Furniture and Mattress for stepping up. You know, and one of the things that we talk about is you know, are you sleeping well? You know, if you don't get a good night's sleep, How do you unleash that potential from within if you're not getting that sleep and sleeping right each night? Waking up groggy, waking up not being able to attack your day with purposeful action. So what you need to do is you need to get yourself down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located just south of Alameda Mall on the Gulf Freeway. You can also visit them online at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com, where you can search all. They have your Tempur-Pedic, your Sealy and Foster. You've got all the different catalogs for all their furniture needs, but also to make sure that you get that mattress and that you get that great night's sleep. And as my good friend Hilton would say, that is a fact, Jack. So get on down. They've got financing programs for all different folks that are in need of that. Whether you got great finance, you're trying to rebuild that credit, no credit, they can help you out and make sure you get a great sleep tonight. So hop on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Again, visit them on HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. They are located at 12100 Gulf Freeway, Houston, Texas, again, just south of Alameda Mall. And that telephone number is 713-910-5977. That's a fact, Jack. All right, moving on, dialing in, and this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And the reason I say that is because as individuals, we wear many hats. You know, this is Bloomberg Business Radio. However, I guarantee you that once we leave the office, once we leave our place of employment, many of us go home and guess what? We put on many different hats. We may be a husband, a wife, a father, a brother. And today what we're going to talk about is one of those roles that we play and one of those areas that is critical to how we show up and how we choose to show up is talking about what's that role of parent. What is that role of parent? How do we do that at a time where society has placed an expectation where we have to do all, be all for all, and we may get stretched? I know I am guilty as charged. I own that. And so I'm excited to welcome back to the Unleashed Radio Hour, John, welcome back to the studio, my friend, best-selling author of QBQ, Question Behind the Question, Flipping the Switch, Outstanding Parenting the QBQ Way. Welcome in, John.
Ron, could you repeat that intro? I didn't catch all of it.
You want me to repeat all of it? Welcome back onto the show, John. How you doing, sir?
We're good. We're good. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, and I want to give a quick shout-out for you and Kristen. Congratulations again on another a grandchild brought into this world that you get to be a part of.
Well, just another blessed life brought to us. You know, we have 7, and now we have 4 grandkids, and we've got a couple more grandkids on the way, so they just keep coming.
Amen, amen. So, hey, this QBQ discussion today about parenting the QBQ way is every bit appropriate and apropos, wouldn't you say?
Well, interestingly enough, of course I would agree, but it's apropos everywhere. Personal accountability is what QBQ is about, Ron. As you know, I know you've been a fan for a while of the material, and there's just a... nowhere in my life I can't apply it. I've got a client at autotrader.com, an executive, who one day said to me, your QBQ reminds me of an English muffin. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, you know, those English muffins, they have nooks and crannies, and there's no nook and cranny in my life that I can't apply this QBQ message. So he was dead on.
Hey, that's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. So, John, I know that some people are listeners to the show, and they stay dialed in with us here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, and we may have some folks that are listening in for the very first time. So I know we want to get into the parenting aspects today, but you put it up on a tee for me, so I'm taking a good swing. Let's talk about QBQ. Let's talk about some of those principles. I know we talked about that before, but for those who do not know or are not familiar with the book, QBQ, Question Behind the Question, tell a little bit more about QBQ.
Thanks, Ron. No, I have no problem with repetition. As we say in the QBQ book, repetition is the motor of learning. Repetition is the motor of learning. Repetition is the motor. Were y'all catching on there, Ron?
Is that repetition is the motor of learning, John?
All right. I have no problem repeating what I said last time because I'm the author of QBQ and I need the material. So here's what it's all about. I spent about a decade selling leadership and sales management and selling skills training to organizations. And over, about a decade, I spent 10,000 hours in workshops with really good people like you, Ron, good people like you. And I would sit in these small groups for 3 days. And, well, I finally heard something. I heard people asking lousy questions, and I admit I ask them too. And the questions I was hearing from all these corporate people were questions like, you know, when is someone going to train me? Why don't I get more coaching? Why do we have to go through all this change? Who made the mistake? Who dropped the ball? Whose dumb idea was that? I love that one. Whose dumb idea was that?
Right.
And I would hear all these questions, and I thought, you know, there's got to be a better question. And so 20 years ago, I coined the phrase, the question behind the question. And I went out and I taught this idea. I said, let's take these dangerous questions we ask, let's turn them around, and let's build them differently and focus them differently. Let's say, what can I do to adapt to the changing world instead of saying, why do I have to go through all this change? Or how can I develop myself instead of when is my manager going to coach me? And let's ask those questions behind the questions. Well, the group shortened it to QBQ, and that was over 20 years ago, and that's what we've been teaching ever since, an idea that helps people get rid of really three traps, victim thinking, procrastination, and blame. Those three deadly sins are something we all fight with as human beings. The minute we pause and ask what we call the QBQ, we can put ourselves on a higher plane, and it's called the higher plane of personal accountability. And that's what we teach here, Ron.
Well, and that's key in every area, like you said, every nook, every cranny. And we want to make sure, I want to show John, I've been a good student and I'm being accountable. We don't want to ask those IQs, correct? We don't want those IQs to pop into our thinking.
You are the man. IQ stands for incorrect questions. So anything that sounds like, why don't others do more for me? When am I going to get a break? Why is this happening to me? Those are IQs, incorrect questions. And what we do is we help individuals turn those questions around and ask QBQs.
Amen. And if you want to get to the original work that QBQ is based upon, it's QBQ, question behind the question, hop out to QBQ.com. I think you can get them on every book and nook and cranny that you can find, whether it's any other resource. Hey, and there are audiobooks that you've got available now as well, too, correct?
Yep, I've done the QBQ book, the Flipping the Switch book, and Outstanding, that book all on audio. And my wife and I together did the Parenting the QBQ Way book. So you can get it from audible.com or Amazon or wherever audiobooks are sold.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I listened to that audiobook on that Parenting the QBQ Way in preparation for today. So
you
it's
did.
I did. It's great
wow.
stuff. So I got to hear you 24/7, if you will, because I can just push play and always got you in my ears.
Well, if you just listen to the book, you probably know the material better than I do.
Oh, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I know that you're the and that's John. And again, I keep having you come back in because I truly believe and support the message that you're out there preaching and teaching, and it applies. I mean, when I'm at the epicenter of not only in my own parenting role, I've got three kids of my own, and I'm gonna be I struggle. I do, and I believe in this stuff, and I know that there's parents out there have all good intents, and we get stretched and pressed, just like I think sometimes you said that sometimes John's wears this badge around you of chief complainer. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I think I have a sign around my neck, my wife would say, that says chief whiner, chief complainer. One of the problems around for me is I'm verbal, like you. I like to talk, and so I tend to speak whatever I'm thinking, and that gets me into trouble.
Amen. And so there was a great pause there. Amen, because, yes, I get caught in the exact same process. I think out loud. I'm an extroverted thinker. I know
yep.
that I have that awareness, and I love the question. I think there was a question you put in there. How can I keep my mouth closed?
Yeah, that's a great QBQ for John Miller. What can I do today to shut my mouth?
Amen to that. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialing in or listening in today, we've got best-selling author John G. Miller on the phone with us today, calling in, and we're talking about QBQ, parenting the QBQ way. And so let's dial in. And folks, real quick, too, I want to share with you, hop on out on Facebook. You can follow along at QBQ, put that in the search. You can also go out to QBQ.com. And if I'm dialed in, because I had a great session last week on social media, John, you're also at QBQ Guy on Twitter.
Yes, at QBQ Guy on Twitter and the QBQ on Facebook, and we're on LinkedIn, John Miller QBQ. I think that's the way it's phrased if you want to find me, because there's about a billion John Millers in the world. So we're out there, but you come to QBQ.com, and that's where you can find all the social media.
Amen, amen. That's the greatest place to go. Also for the Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com. Now, John, we're going to get started here for just a second, and we're going to go to break in about a minute and a half, just giving you a heads up since we're calling in. But if I can, and from what I listened into, you know, you were taking your message of QBQ out into businesses, into companies, and into the community, and people started to see the light bulb flicker that, oh, my goodness, I can apply this in business, but by golly, I can apply this at home as well.
Well, that's exactly what happened. When my speaking career kind of, dare I say, took off in the late 90s, I was running around this great country. I did 75 sessions for a little tiny company called State Farm Insurance. I started out with them down in Texas, of all places, and they referred me to other groups. So I'm out speaking, and more what I would hear from my audiences, because, you know, 80% of any audience had kids, is people would say, oh, I could use this at home. But we also learned over the years that sometimes learners need it framed in a certain way so they can apply it in a certain area. And so we decided to take QBQ and shape it into parenting content because it can be used at home, but we felt that the market wanted examples of how to use it at home and other ideas regarding good parenting. So that's where the Parenting the QBQ Way book came from, came out last year. And just today, my wife here in Denver was found by some gal on Facebook, and she's so excited because Karen's going to have coffee with her. She thinks that Karen and I are big famous authors. We're not. We're just grandma and grandpa, and we're mom and dad, and we really believe in solid, effective parenting. And we have a concern. We think that there's some problems that have entered into the world of parenting over the past few decades, and that's the kind of stuff we try to address in the book.
Well, and John, that's a great tee for a segue into the next segment. What we'll do, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back. We'll start dialing into some of those challenges of parenting in the current decade. Hey, and I want to give a little quote. You got a wonderful quote out on your Facebook page. I'm going to share this photo. You've got an image out there. And parents, I want you to think about this. Are children's natural music, drama, or athletic talent are not a result of our parenting? Only their character is. Hop on over to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook and or QBQ on Facebook, where that photo can be found. You hear the music, that means it's time to go to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, I like that music. I love the words. I love listening in, taking the opportunity to take some action, which I'm guarantee we will get here to shortly today. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Glad, as always, to have you along for the journey. It is the purpose of this show is to bring positive, engaging, resourceful information and content to you that can help you unleash that potential within, as well as unleash that potential in your community and beyond. That is what is known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. The show is based upon servant leadership and positive psychology. So that's why we today have with us best-selling author John G. Miller. We're talking today about parenting the QBQ way. We're talking about how we get that rocking and rolling. And when we went for the break, John, you know, we were talking about there's some challenges in some of the parenting mentality of the last decade or so that really trying to combat and turn around the corner.
Well, that's right. And it doesn't, I don't mean to sound like, you know, because I'm 57 now, that I'm always disparaging of the younger generations. But you can see patterns. And one of the patterns we see is, and I'm going to be blunt, we see weak parenting. And I don't know what it is about the younger generation of parents. As they reach out on Facebook for help, if you know what I mean, that they think they're all the source of knowledge is going to be on Facebook, they have a hard time doing a few things, drawing boundaries, saying no, being firm. Nobody's recommending spanking here, so I don't want any of your listeners to go there. But we do believe that a strong parent is a loving parent and a rested parent. What do I mean by that? We see parents that are tired. They're exhausted. They're stressed. They cannot believe that we have seven children. I'll see people on the plane when I travel, a young couple with a baby, and I'll kiddingly say, I've got seven of those at home. Of course, they're all driving now. And they'll go, oh, seven. Oh, we can't imagine having more than one. Well, babies are tiring. We understand that. But the point here is children drain us when children are in charge.
Yeah.
Mom and dad needs to be in charge. So let me give you a simple example. Let's say you're dealing with a 3 to 7 year old, and it's mealtime. There's value in saying, Joey, you get down from this table one more time and dinner's over. And you can have your next meal at breakfast time. As opposed to little Joey jumps down, dances, twirls around the kitchen, gets back up, then jumps down and dances, twirls, and then gets back up, and then takes a bite, then doesn't take a bite, then he gets down, then he gets back up. And the whole time, what are mom and dad doing? Begging, pleading, cajoling, nagging, and draining their energy. And what's the child learning? I do not need to listen to the authority in my life. As opposed to setting a boundary, setting a limit, saying no, being firm. Somewhere over the past few years, Ron, young parents have decided that being firm equals being harsh.
Yeah.
Being harsh and being firm are not the same thing.
No, and being the parent and being your child's okay, I'm going to hit a trigger here, and I'm going to own it, John. Being your child's best friend, those are two exclusively mutual different things.
Yes, yes. I mean, we'd love, as our kids get older, we want our children to be our friends, but in many ways, and always possibly, we're always going to be their parent. They're always going to feel, you know, like a child around us. We have to lift them up and treat them like peers. I saw an example yesterday, Ron, in the hotel in Palm Springs where I was speaking, where a young mom was changing a baby's diaper out on the lobby, you know, and I just happened to walk by, and I said, oh, what a cute little boy and all that. And her mother was with her. And all of a sudden, the mother, the 55-year-old, was telling the 25-year-old what to do and how to do it. And I thought, oh, Grandma, please let the young mom do her job.
Amen.
Don't keep treating the mother of your grandchild like a child. But yeah. The point of all that is, we do want, of course, our older kids to become our friends. But when they're little, it's not our job to be their friends. And I'll say something else. It's not our job to be their playmate.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Boy.
What does that mean? Kids need to learn to play alone. They need to, of course, learn to play with others. They need to get along with others. But what I see more and more is I see adult parents, or that's redundant. Parents are always adults. But I see parents thinking it's their job to play with their kids. Now, please don't take me wrong. It's fine to play with your child, but we were also created to work, to produce, to create. Adults have stuff to do. It's not our job, day in and day out, to be our six-year-old's playmate. And if a child can't play alone, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and there's a lot of translation to that, to not only the academic side, but the social development side and the maturation. Where's that critical thinking skills? Where's that problem solving skills? Where's that fun when you've always got the guide there doing it with you and for you?
Totally correct, Ron. A lot of stuff here. Bottom line, what we're saying in the parenting book is develop skills to be a strong and loving parent. And here's my concern. Back in the 80s, there was a TV show called Charles in Charge. I'm sure you were raised on it, Ron, because you're that young. Child in Charge. You know what? Now you could look at families and you could title them Child in Charge. James Dobson was saying this 30 years ago. Children were not born to be in charge. They do not want to be in charge. They want authority over them, loving authority. They want structure. They want boundaries. They want people to say no.
And they need to be kids. They still need to be
That's
kids.
True.
All right, John, we're pushed up on a break here. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear the music. Come back so that we can take this conversation deeper so when you're out there parenting, you're just not living on a prayer.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-871-3717. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-871-3717. 800-871-3717. That's 800-871-3717.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Having a great dialogue, a great conversation today. Something that I'm dialed into, that I watch, that I observe as someone, not only I've got kids, I've got three of my own, but I've also made a choice to be engaged and involved in my community and youth sports and youth activities. And boy, howdy, talk about parents arriving and being present in those moments. We just had fun last night with a baseball game out there. And, you know, and there's always an opportunity for us to be role models. There's always an opportunity for us to model the way. And I know sometimes for us adults, and John, I know we were talking about it before break, is as parents are stressed, they're pressed, they're stretched. But we always have to remember and be reminded that what we do and how we do that makes an impact.
Absolutely. Yep. We are building children into adults. It's quite an obligation. It's a wonderful job. But again, we hear so much from parents saying, oh, it's such a hard job. It's such a tiring job. And Ron, Karen and I, we're not the best parents in the world. We're not amazing. We're not outstanding. We're just people that somehow had the ability back when our firstborn was born in 83 and then kids were born up through 98. We just basically took on the mantle of parenting and loved most of it. Nobody likes 2 a.m. feedings, Ron, okay?
Right.
Nobody likes that. But the reason I say that is we hear so many of the younger parents today lament about it's so hard. And I think part of it's social media. They have this ready-made access for complaining. And they go online and they type in, oh, my three-year-old's driving me crazy today. I'm so tired. And we just start to look at that and we think, okay, parenting can be tiring, but are you letting the three-year-old run your life? And that's where Parenting the QBQ Way comes in, looking into our parenting, looking at ourselves. The book is not for the child. We've had to really share that with parents. The book is not to help your 10-year-old do his math homework. The book is for mom and dad to look in the mirror and ask some very key questions, QBQs. What can I do to learn new skills? How can I learn to lovingly discipline so I can shape this child and train him up as he should be? What can I do to improve myself? I mean, there's material in this book, Ron, that says something really obvious. Don't expect your teenager to ever say I'm sorry if you never do. So there's a chapter on humility. Mom and dad, we need to learn to be able to say I'm sorry to our kids. There's just a lot of stuff, but one of the core themes in the book is right here. Let me give it to you. My child is a product of my parenting, period. My child is a product of my parenting. Ron, why is that so important? Because the minute we say, well, it's Hollywood, it's society, it's Obama, it's Bush before him, it's Congress, it's the churches, it's public education, then we have said, I'm not accountable for my child's thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. And as long as they're young, darn it, mom and dad, we need to look in the mirror and say, my kid is acting out. What can I do differently? My kid is ruling the roost. What can I do differently? Because if we blame grandma and Hollywood, then we're not going to take any accountability for what our child is becoming.
No, and those are those three things that you're trying to combat with the QBQ perspective and mindset of that's that victim thinking, that's the blame game, and that procrastination of not taking effective action. So, hey, real quick, and I know this, but I'm sure there's some listeners that don't. We're going to take a quick break, John, and we're going to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to dial in, you want to ask a question of John, please feel free to do so at 713-785-1817, 713-785-1817. John, when we come back, I want to talk about those three key tenets of a QBQ so that we can begin our listeners to start going down that path and journey. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Radio in Houston.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Attend our live event coming to the Houston Marriott South at Hobby Airport, April 24th and 25th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend, full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to nvows.com. That's nvows.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed back in. Happy to have you with us on today's journey known as the Unleashed Radio Hour, heard every Thursday here live on Business 1110, streaming live out on Business 1110KTEK.com. And I got to put this plug because, John, we're sharing a lot of great information out there. Every show that we do here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, and we've got our guest with us today, best-selling author John G. Miller, every show is recorded and produced as a podcast. Now, you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link, and then they're all indexed. So as soon as this show gets to me, we'll have it up and running. You can also go out and subscribe to the podcast for the Unleashed Radio Hour. If you're an iTunes guy or gal and you have an iDevice, feel free to do that as well on iTunes. And we definitely want to make sure we dial in because that's our goal. We want to give information that only lives in this hour, but it also lives beyond the hour so that you can come back, be refreshed. And John, it's always refreshing for me to be on air with you and to get that positive vibe going. And again, if you want to get in the conversation, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to do so. 713-785-1817. That number again, 713-785-1817. Or call toll free at 877-881-0271. Again, toll free 877-881-0271. So, John, when we went to that break, we were talking about, and I know some of those tenets of a good QBQ, but some of our listeners may be dialing in for the very first time. Can you break that down for us?
You bet. The lousy questions tend to begin with why. Why is this happening to me, which takes me straight to victim thinking. When questions, when will my son stop doing that? That takes me straight to procrastination. Who made the mess in here? Well, that takes me straight to blame. And it doesn't mean, parents, that we should never figure out who made the mess. But is our intention to scare our children or teach our children? We need to kind of think through that. But the why questions, the when questions, and the who questions take us to victim thinking, procrastination, and blame. Not good for anybody. So the QBQ, the better question, has three guidelines. It always begins with the words what or how. It's far more action-oriented to ask, what can I do, as to why is he doing it that way, or why does she keep doing that? And the next guideline is the QBQ always contains the word I. And one of the greatest takeaways from our material, Ron, is something everybody already knows. Now, that's ironic, isn't it? We already know it, but it's the greatest takeaway from our stuff, and that is I can only change me. I can't change my wife. I can't change my kids. See, parents think they change their kids. No, they don't change their kids. They create an environment that enables the child to choose to change. And we're talking older kids. I'm not talking about a one-year-old here. But the central premise here is I can only change me. So whenever I ask a QBQ, it's going to contain the word I, not they, not others, not even we. I can't change the we. I can only change me. So QBQs begin with what or how, contain the word I, and they focus on action. As we say in the book, now is almost better than later. And where parents get into trouble is they let stuff slide. They let stuff go. We say in the book something I think that challenges people. If you're having problems with your teenager, you probably had problems with your toddler. In other words, teenagers just don't act out overnight. They don't just start causing trouble. You raised that teenager. Stop buying into the myth that all teens do this. No, you created that 14-year-old based on how you've been parenting him or her for the past 14 years. And much of that has to do with procrastination. We let stuff slide. You know, the 6-year-old who speaks to us disrespectfully once, we let it go. Then by the time they're 14, we've got a foul-mouthed child who doesn't ever speak to us respectfully, and we wonder, where did he come from? Well, you created him. Anyway, QBQ begins with what or how, contains the word I, and focuses on action, because it's important to take positive action as a parent.
No, and that's, John, that's exactly why we've got you dialed in here. You know, your content, your message, your story, the examples and the mission that you've been on is in direct alignment with this show. And we thank you for bringing that message because, again, and I come back to this, and you and I talked about this, I even believe on our last time together, is we as individuals have to have that willingness, but it's not just that willingness that matters. We have to take it to another level. Is that correct?
Yes. Parenting is work. And here's the key. I chose to be a mom or dad, period. What could be more accountable than creating a life and bringing it to bear and having a baby? I chose this job. Nobody threw me into it. I chose it. So you know what? That means I can be good at it if I want to be. So I've got to have that desire to recognize that parenting is a learned skill. Stop winging it. Stop looking out on Facebook just for all the answers. Start going and sitting at the feet of parents who have done a good job. Listen to your elders, because some of those older parents have some wisdom to share. Don't be offended when they speak into your life. Growth, desire to learn, personal development, all of this comes to bear in our parenting if we want to be the best parent we can be, Ron.
Well, and that great segue, and we were just, I love technology. I just have to tell our listeners. So I'm here in Houston. You're out in Colorado. We're connected not only on the airways, but dialed in on the ether and chatting back and forth on Facebook. And I went back out to your Facebook page, you know, and I think this dials in. One of your quotes that you've got there, I'm going to share this one as well, ladies and gentlemen, from the QBQ page. Outstanding parents, accountable parents, rarely need someone to tell them how their kids come across to others. They're on top of the situation, aware, present. There's no denial.
Yep. It's the rare outstanding parent that has to have a teacher or a friend or somebody at church say, you know what, your kid's a brat. Because, first of all, the outstanding parent doesn't tend to raise a brat, but the outstanding parent is aware of their child's behaviors and always working to improve the child, as well as themselves.
Absolutely, and teaching things. I love one of the little stories, and I don't want to take thunder away from the book, but I loved your story about Grayson. And coming over to visit at your home, and you see the positive impact of positive parenting.
Yeah, it was so clear. That's chapter one in the book, I believe, because our children are a product of our parenting, and when we met this young man, he was polite, he was respectful, he said please, he said thank you, blah, 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 I could go on and on. Yeah, those sound like old-fashioned values, because I was born in 58, but there's nothing wrong with old-fashioned values, Ron. And when we met that boy named Grayson, my wife and I looked at each other, and we said, we'd like to meet his parents. Because he's an absolute reflection of how he's been raised.
Amen, amen. Well, John, we're getting, I know your time is precious. We're going to be wrapping up with you here shortly. I'm happy to keep you on as long as you'd like to be. If you have a question for John, now's the time to call in, 713-785-1817. What else would you really like folks to take away from our message today and your message today that we're getting across on Parenting the QBQ Way?
Well, Ron, I appreciate that question, and I don't mean to drop a big name on your show, but I've been on the Dave Ramsey show a bunch of times because his employees are required to read the QBQ book, and he always closes with that great question you just asked. You know, basically, what's the last thing you always want to tell people? Well, there's a lot of stuff in our books, a lot of stuff, and whether it's Dave asking or you asking, the answer is this: I can only change me. So I would challenge every listener today with this question. Who have you been trying to fix? You've been trying to fix your teenage son, your wife, your husband, your boss, your employees, your colleagues. Today is the day to say pure personal accountability is me asking the QBQ, what can I do to be more effective? Now, that could be at work. That could be at home. What can I do to serve my wife? What can I do to support my son? You see, my son wants to be a musician, but I wanted him to be a physician. What can I do today to let go of my goals for him and support him in his goals? See, those are great questions, and they all come back to me changing me.
And John, you're absolutely dialed in. I have a chance to do some work with our youth, and you hit that career piece. Nail on the head with the hammer, because so many times, you know, quick story of my own, I used to work with young people who were first year students in college who were not succeeding. And one of the things, I don't like my major. Well, you can change your major. Well, no, I can't. Well, yeah, you can. There's this form. We have this process that you can go through. And John, it killed me every time I would hear this, and my heart would just bleed, because no, I can't change my major, because if I change my major, my parents or my dad will not pay for my education.
Boy, those are tough ones. Those are tough ones. Yes. In fact, I'm writing a blog right now about that corollary idea, and that is not everybody needs to go to college. Oh, my, that's heresy. Well, we're going to have that financial bubble burst in this country soon, and it's a real myth to think that everybody should go to college. You know what I admire? I admire the high school senior who gets out and works, supports himself, and starts contributing to the world. What do you think of that?
Oh, amen to that.
Nothing wrong with getting out of high school and going to work. Maybe college later, maybe college never. But these young people coming out of school with the debt that's so crushing that they may never pay it back? No, we need to think through, why am I doing things? If I'm going to college just because my mom and dad think I should, hey, mom and dad, maybe you need to let go of that. Help your son or your daughter get out in the workforce and contribute to this world.
Well, and that goes back to kind of the quote that I shared from your Facebook page earlier. You know, all of those, and maybe, and I don't know how it is in Colorado, but maybe you can connect to me here. I try to be mindful of this because there's a balance equation, just like there is to everything, right? But how many of you have been out there, and tell me if this happens in Colorado as well too, John. You're driving down the highway, the road, and you see the placard on the back of the family vehicle that, to me, we went from the refrigerator to public. See how great I am as a parent because we have put every sticker we can imagine of our kids' activities and embellishment that we can to let the world know how awesome a parent we really are.
Yeah, I know. Nothing wrong with being a proud parent, but, you know, are we trying to stuff our goals into their heads and brains? Or my son, I thought, would be a wrestler. I have one son out of seven kids, and my father was Cornell wrestling coach for 26 years, and I wanted wrestlers. All I got was girls, and I thought my son would be the wrestler. Well, guess what? He didn't want to wrestle. He ended up playing guitar, singing, doing drama, and dancing, and he was a wonderful star on the drama stage in high school. Now he's married. They're about to have a baby. He's running his own little company, sunprairiefilms.com, filming weddings. He's on his own. But he never wanted to wrestle, and I let it go. I let it go. Yeah, I had to let it go. I couldn't make him want to wrestle, Ron.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, you know, that dials in. If that, and just my own personal belief is if they're kicking and screaming, there's a balance equation of they're kicking and screaming because, you know, maybe they'd rather be playing on the Wii or the Xbox, and letting go of that is a transition phase. But if they are flat out going only because of your will to whatever activity, you know, I make the joke, and I've heard it before, and you may have as well too, John, most of our kids are drugged today. They've been drugged to the baseball field, to the dancing studio.
That's a good one.
to the piano, to whatever recital. And it's we have to be, my humble opinion and my belief and philosophy to a spouse is we have to do our best to find that those gifts, those talents, those strengths, and nurture and grow them and help them understand them, not force our beliefs or our wants and dreams upon them.
We've got a chapter in the parenting, the QBQ Way book called Family Stress is a Choice. And I know some overly driven, performance-oriented parents will fight us in that chapter. But if you think you're going crazy with all that you're doing in your family, running here, running there, guess what? You chose it. Family stress is a choice. It's good, solid material. It makes us think, what have I created here and what can we do differently? What can I do differently as a mom or a dad to reduce the stress in our household?
Yep. And hey, I've seen it and I've heard it. You brought it upon yourself. You're the one that signed them up. They couldn't sign up and pay the bills on their own, right?
No, that's absolutely right. Yeah, we could talk forever about this because we're getting into the perfectionistic nature of some parents. I'll be honest. I'll tell your listeners, we always told our kids, hey, B's, get B's. We never once said you got to be an A student. Now, guess what? Our daughters were all 4.0 students. I don't know where they came from. I don't know who had them. I don't know what heritage they have because it must not be me.
Well, hey, I always defer to Mama because that's just how I roll.
That's John, right. We
thank you so much for joining us here today. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your wisdom. And also, we thank you for your teaching and your preaching in the QBQ way. If folks want to stay connected, how do they stay connected to you?
QBQ.com. It's just that simple, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Amen, John. Many blessings to you and your family. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear the music. That means it's time to go to a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amy?
Speaking.
This is Steve from LifeLock, calling about your response to the alert we sent for a credit application at a store in Portland.
Yes, that wasn't me. I'm in Tampa.
I understand. I'm going to work with you to help you resolve this, okay?
Thanks, Steve. I feel better already.
LifeLock detects threats to your finances, alerts you to danger, and helps restore your identity if anything's found. And with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, you get protection for your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides comprehensive identity theft protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just coming back in here, we had the joy, we had the pleasure and the honor of having with us best-selling author John G. Miller. He's written books, QBQ, Question Behind the Question, Flipping the Switch, Outstanding. And then more importantly today, our topic and discussion was on parenting the QBQ way. I highly encourage you to go out. This is not a, this is because of a belief and a value system that I've got in what John has endeavored to do, the work that he has done with his work on QBQ, Question Behind the Question. Again, just a quick recap, if you're just getting a chance to listen in, you know, what's a QBQ? Well, the QBQ is the opposite of an IQ, which is an inappropriate question. You know, those inappropriate questions lead us to a victim's thinking, why me, woe is me. I think of Eeyore, well, woe is me today, right? To blame game. Oh, well, it's this person's fault, or we didn't do this because of that, or that didn't happen, or who, as John would say, and like say, who's going to train me to be a better employee? And then also to the when of procrastination. So the principles of QBQ, a good question behind the question that drives us to that personal accountability is it always begins with what or how, has an I statement for ownership, so that we can drive that. It's just, and it's your choice, which is really the key point that he wanted to leave all of you, if you were just listening in or earlier, is I can only change me. So all of those QBQs have an I statement and an ownership to it, and then also have an actionable area that addresses that procrastination. You know, so one of the things that is key, and I've already shared several, if you hop out onto Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, if you haven't liked the page, then by golly, what are you doing? Come on now. Get with the program, right? Get with the program. Don't make me blow the whistle. All right, that's a rally call. Yeah, so that's my noisemaker for the day. I've been keep telling I got to have a noisemaker in here, so I brought my red whistle. But hop on over. Jump on. Like the Unleashed Radio Hour. If you find value, you find worth in the content of what we're putting out there on the airwaves, you've listened in, you've dialed into the podcast, you know, hey, share it with others. That's the goal. You know, this show has every bit to do with what we can do in bringing positive, engaging, valuable information and resources to you to help you unleash all that you can, not only of yourself in your daily life, but also in the community and beyond. So follow along on Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. You can join me on Twitter, on the Twitterverse, at Ron Unleashed. And the best place to get information on the show, including all the podcasts, which this show will be produced as a podcast, you can find out on unleashedradiohour.com. All right, when we go, we're going to go to a break here shortly. When we come back, I'm going to share an additional quote that I think is extremely important in this area when we're talking about parenting the QBQA and what our role is of parents and what we can do on a daily basis if we're willing. Again, key on that willingness. And we'll talk about that quote when we come back. I also got a little announcement I want to make. And wait a minute. Oh, what's that? Is that music? Is that music? Yes, it is. That means, Ron, it's time for you to be quiet. And you know I like to talk. So all of you are out there laughing that know me, not in your head. Yes, it is. So I'm going to be quiet as we go to this break.
Ask any of the members or mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate education and mentoring group, and they'll tell you, it's not how smart you are or how long and hard you work. It's whether you're on the right map to begin with. Can what you're doing take you to the financial position that you want to be in? I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Visit getmymapnow.com to meet some of our members who are on the right map and on the way to reaching their financial goals. Whether you just started thinking about investing in real estate or you consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited provides the support necessary to take you to the next level. We are mentors that offer you guidance on every step of the real estate investing process. From single-family houses to 600-unit apartment complexes, our members have done it all. They've won multiple Investor of the Year awards 8 of the last 8 years. Call 866-907-2085 or visit getmymapnow.com to begin or advance your real estate investing career today.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Yeah, I want you to think about those words for just a moment. If you had one shot, one opportunity, what would you do to unleash the best of you? Ooh. I think I just dropped a lyric. I just dropped a rhyme. I did it. I did it in time. All right. Sorry. Sometimes the talking voices in my head have to come out and party with me as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. You know, today we talked about personal accountability. We talked about parenting the QBQ way with best-selling author John G. Miller. You can stay dialed in, learn more, follow along with him. Best place to go for information and connect by all social media is to hop out on QBQ.com. There you can review all the books. You can also sign up for their Quick Notes, which is a nice constant reminder because, again, I agree with John. We're all dialed in, and we're all just stretched and pressed and stressed. So it helps to have reminders as to how we can stay dialed in. So sign up for those Quick Notes. You know, one of the things that has become a part of this show that I enjoy is working out and to endeavor to find a quote that resonates with our show. And you'll have an opportunity for this. And so don't feel you have to hurry up and rush and write it down. But if you go out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, this will post here shortly right after the show. And here's my quote of the week here for the Unleashed Radio Hour that dials into our topic about parenting. And it's one of those I've shared on over on Motivational Transitions on Facebook before, and is the most, liked image or message. And I thought it would be very appropriate for today's discussion. So here it comes. This is by Ann Landers. It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings. And I want to reiterate that. It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings. And that really is in alignment, I believe, fully with the message from today's show from John G. Miller on QBQ and Parenting the QBQ Way. Again, more at QBQ.com. Now, I mentioned real quick I was going to make an announcement, and one of the things that we're working on here in the Unleashed Radio Hour is to, A, make sure we stay on air. That's very important. So we're going to be beginning a Kickstarter campaign here that's going to launch effectively in May. So if you are a fan, if you are a supporter, hop on out. Let us know that you're dialed in. Let us know that you're helping. And if you feel so moved, you want to make sure that this show stays on the air, then you can help contribute via Kickstarter. So stay tuned for more information on that. And another thing that we're going to do this quarter, so we're in the first month into the second quarter of 2015, I am working on a recognition level. I haven't gotten a name for it, so we may have a little naming contest online at unleashedradiohour.com. But the essence of what I am working on is a project to recognize specifically a nonprofit organization that is making a significant contribution out there in the community and is making a difference. My first thought is it's going to be the Unleashed Radio Hour Community Star Award. And so I'm working on the programmatic efforts. I'll let you know when that program officially flies. But the essence of this is if you are a part of the community that's out there here in the greater Houston area, I'm going to do two awards that we'll try to dial in. One locally and then one that we can do regionally or nationally is to put a spotlight on a nonprofit organization that is in absolute alignment with the principles of servant leadership and positive psychology here on the Unleashed Radio Hour and give them the spotlight, do a show, and then also find a way either through an online campaign or targeted marketing where we can help to raise funds, because I know all nonprofits need two things. They need to be able to tell their story, and they need to be able to raise funds to continue to make a difference in their community. So stay tuned. There's two big happenings here for the Unleashed Radio Hour, but that brings us to the end of another. It happened so fast, Andy. We're already